Hi kids, my name is Michael and welcome to my family podcast. I love making music and drama that point families to Jesus. I'm so excited to share with you the latest adventure with me and the crew. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. A quick message for parents. To be able to keep making podcasts like this, I need the help of people like you. For as little as £1 a month, you can enable me to set aside time to write and record and to employ other actors and writers. Plus, you'll get loads of goodies as a thank you. Can you help? Join us on Acast Plus. The link is in the show notes. Thanks so much and enjoy this episode.
Mission to Dendro. Episode 4, After the Crash.
Ship's log, entered by Mr. Grumpy. Looks like I'm the only one to survive the crash.
Actually, I think I'm okay.
And it sounds like I'm hearing voices in my head. Maybe I hit it when we crash-landed on Dendros.
That voice is not in your head. It came from my head. My mouth.
Who said that? Is that Dr. Von Pompom Giggle?
Dr. Von Pompomickle, I'm over here.
Right. So, ship's log entered by Mr. Grumpy. Looks like only two of us survived the crash.
I'm okay.
Oh. So, three of us.
Four of us.
Septima?
Hello. Sorry, blacked out there. But I think I'm basically fine, as long as I don't laugh.
You'll be fine if Michael tells a joke then.
What about our captain?
Looks like he didn't make it. Ship's log entered by Mr. Grumpy. Our captain hasn't survived, so I'm taking over.
What?
What-o, chaps? Fine morning, what? Too late. I'm in charge now.
No, you're not. Captain, are you okay? That's a big bruise on your head. Are you sure you're okay? Are you concussed?
The yellow-spotted millipede defend themselves with hydrogen cyanide, which smells of toasted almonds.
You're fine. Thank goodness.
Look. We've just crash-landed on Dendros. Hasn't anyone been actually hurt or injured at all?
The crew's all present and correct, so business as usual.
Oh, shame. Wait a minute. Aren't we forgetting someone?
Are we? In fact, where are we and why are we even on this planet?
Yes, I've forgotten as well. Although I do remember riding a bicycle and then it all went black.
Wait! I remember! We came here to see all the species of butterfly.
Ah, yes. I was looking forward to that. But you don't go on such a massive expedition just to look at insects.
I did. Walked across the whole of Sudan just to find a beetle. And would you believe what happened when I found it?
What?
I trod on it. I'd got so used to walking, I didn't know how to stop.
Oh, well, maybe this was just a mission to discover new species then.
What is that noise? Intruder! Attack!
Where's it coming from?
It's coming from... It's coming from... me! Oh! Attack! Attack me! Someone hit me with this big metal stick! Hey!
If you insist. Right, hold still.
Wait, it's not coming from you, Igor. It's coming from under you.
We can't be sure. I better whack him with this stick just to be on the safe side.
No!
He's right! Do it!
No!
Do it!
Stop! I got everyone! Quiet! Listen. Igor, stand up.
But I'm very comfortable on this cushion.
It's not a cushion. It's Michael.
Of course.
It's all right, Igor. Don't get up.
Igor, up.
Okay.
Thank you.
So now I hit Michael with this stick.
No! Michael, you all right?
Think so. What happened?
We crash-landed on Dendros.
The ship's a total wreck. Although, to be honest, it was kind of like that to begin with. Except now it's red-hot and smouldering.
Although, on the plus side, we landed in a lake.
That's a plus?
Well, I realised as I said it that it sounds bad.
All part of the plan. You're welcome, everyone. I knew I could land this thing and get us down safe. It's all in the wrists. Years of experience. Did I tell you about the time I skippered a ship through the shark-infested waters of Lake Nicaragua? Like the jaguar. Well, this lake doesn't look like it has sharks in it. Oh, except for that fin over there. Oh, look, there's another. Oh, another!
Attack the sharks!
Or just get to dry land.
Okay, I'll paddle us to safety. Paddle! Come on, paddle! Do it, faster! Come on, paddle, paddle, paddle!
How are you feeling now, Michael?
He's fine.
He's not fine. When we crashed, he took it really hard.
Oh, right. And the rest of us landed on pillows, did we?
Michael's on a special mission to Dendros, and we're meant to be helping him.
Well, we got him here, and that's all we had to do. Let's go home.
This will, I think, be a problem. Our spaceship is broken, missing its onboard computer. Won't worry that.
We will fix the ship.
We're going to need help. Someone needs to go out and see if they can make contact with anyone.
Ah, yes. That'll go well. This is the planet that fired rockets at us. What do they do for an encore? Cover us in fish sauce and throw us to the sharks?
I'm not afraid. I'll go.
Excellent. I'll go too. I am the captain, so I must lead this expedition.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
I'll stay here and look after Michael.
Actually, I think I'm feeling a bit better. I might even sing a song.
I'm going.
Well, be careful. Don't start a fight.
I never started a fight that I couldn't finish.
That's what I'm worried about.
Now, there are two things you need to know about being in enemy territory like this. The first is to keep in single file, so it makes us more difficult to attack in one go. So, Igor, you go behind me, and then Mr. Grumpy behind you.
Okay.
Wait. No way am I going downwind from Igor.
Why not?
I saw what he had for lunch. Baked beans, cauliflower cheese, and sprouts.
I love sprouts.
Well, I'm not standing behind you. I'll go in the middle.
Okay.
Excellent. Now, the second thing is really crucial. We have to be as quiet as possible.
What did he say?
He said we had to be as quiet as possible.
Why?
Don't know. Captain, why do we have to be as quiet as possible?
We don't want to alert the enemy to our presence.
Oh.
What did he say?
He says we have to be quiet so we don't alert the enemy to our presence.
Oh, okay.
He says okay.
Excellent. Carry on.
Hello.
Search party. Halt. There's a lady here. Ahem. Felicitations and salutations to you, my good madam. Do you hail from these parts? We present ourselves to you with a disposition of concord and reconciliation.
Do you speak English?
That was English.
Was it?
I think so.
I think he said hello.
Hello?
Could you take us to your leader?
Well, I don't think so.
Oh. Any chance of a cup of tea?
Oh, we can do that.
Excellent!
We are sure of what we hope for and certain of what we don't see. This is faith. This is faith.
I think that's probably my favourite song.
It's a good one. How are you feeling now?
Better. In fact, I'd be completely fine if Dr. von Pompernickel hadn't tried to bring me round with shock therapy.
Still, you're a special agent. You must be used to torture.
I don't think anything can really prepare me for being attacked by a scientist with a hairdryer on the hot setting.
Did it burn?
A bit. I'm fine, really.
I'm just worried about the others. They've been away for ages.
I'm worried too. Do you think they've been captured?
If Archibald's in charge, the most likely reason they're not back is that they're lost.
Oof, good point.
Ahoy there!
Oh, he's back. In fact, they're all back.
It's possible they've just walked around in a giant circle.
Yeah, I had wondered that. We've made contact with the natives.
They're awful. Terrible. They turned my stomach.
What? What did they do? What did you see?
They made us tea and cake, and we're nice. Just so nice. Ugh.
Yes, I can confirm the natives are friendly. Aren't they, Igor?
I had a cake. It was pink.
There you go.
Can they help us? Can they fix our ship?
We didn't quite get that far. After a cup of tea, I told them about various adventures I had in Peru, where I spent years looking for the Aztecs.
Weren't the Aztecs in Mexico?
That's why I spent years looking. Anyway, after a while, we said we had to get back to our friends and our ship, and so they sent us on our merry way. And then...
You got lost.
Well, maybe a bit. One tree looks very much like another. But eventually we found the right path, and here we are. Did they sound interested when you mentioned your friends and your ship? Ooh, they were fascinated and wanted to know more, but my lips were sealed.
Mine weren't. I was eating cake.
They clearly realised the torture wouldn't work on me, so they let us go. They did teach us about that at special agent school. What? Giving away information? Leading people back to your camp?
Remember, this planet did open fire on us.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about. They're friendly. I'm sure they didn't follow us. We are in no danger whatsoever.
Okay, nobody move. You are completely surrounded. Put your hands up and come with us.
Will there be more pink cake?
No.
Oh.
Maybe a little bit.
Guys.
Okay, everyone, move.
But you just said nobody move.
I didn't. I mean, look, just start walking, will you? You're all under arrest for trespassing on the planet Dendros.
But we come in peace.
You expect us to believe that? Now, come on, move or we shoot.
We've been fired at, crash-landed, and now we've been captured. I fail to see how today could get any worse.
Single file?
Michael, you go behind Igor.
If you like. Oh, Igor, what did you have for lunch?
Sorry.
Episode 4 was written by James Carey and starred Anna Nicholson and Michael J. Tinker. Sound was created and edited by Nicholas Alexander. Join us again for the next exciting, incredible installment of Mission to Dendros. Michael here again. Thank you so much for listening. You'll find loads more goodies at michaeljtinker.com. And if you do social media, you can follow us on various sites at Michael J. Tinker. Oh, and don't forget to support us on Acast Plus to help us make more shows like this. Until next time, bye.